Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
And away we go. Hour number two of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. Always give us a follow on social media. Instagram, Twitter, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. And you give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up 20 minutes from now, from the Minnesota Vikings, had the game-winning touchdown against the Lions last week in that fourth quarter comeback. Friend of the show, KJ Osborne, and Chris Kleiman, the head football coach at Kansas State, is going to stop by at 8:40 p.m. Eastern, 5:40 p.m. Pacific today. But first up, let's get a little news brief in.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
The Cowboys have a winning streak? They going back to back without Dak Prescott? I want to hear from one man and one man only, and that's Jerry. Jerry Jones says the Cowboys offense hasn't skipped a beat with Cooper Rush at quarterback over Dak Prescott, with Dak out because of the injury. Here's 105.3 The Fan.
You've got somebody that knows this thing inside and out, and he knows how to execute it, and we're seeing that he'll do that under pressure. He'll do that when the chips are down. He'll do that when he's the play isn't exactly happening the way it's designed to be. He's doing that. All of those things you see in Cooper Rush right now.
Jerry Jones says the Cowboys have been uplifted by Cooper Rush.
The team is inspired by this. I'm inspired by it. And it's just like we had hoped would happen if Dak lost some playtime.
What did he say at the end? If Dak lost some playtime?
Yeah, I think he meant playing time.
Okay. And it seemed like you have two kids gathered around. Dak got punished. He lost his playtime. That was pretty effusive praise by Jerry Jones. You know, Jerry Jones is trying to be, has been trying to envision a winner for the last 20 years. And we know Cooper Rush is not winning anything in this league in terms of games in the playoffs. But because they've won the last two games against a divisional rival and then up against team that was in the Super Bowl last year, is this the start of Jerry Jones quarterback controversy? Quarterback competition? Hickey, what say you on this? You sound pretty happy there.
He sounds happy. I will still say no. I think when Dak comes back, he'll be very excited about Dak returning and playing well.
Yeah, until he throws Dak underneath the bus once they lose that first game.
That's a different story. There was a pick. Well, maybe Cooper's better after all.
We're going to have an open competition. Could walk off the street, Vince Papale style. And if you could throw the football, we'll take in Dallas. Jerry Jones says Cooper Rush has potential to be a great quarterback in the NFL. Uh-oh.
There's no question. He understands this offense. He has got the makeup for a top quarterback. And I underline the word makeup for a top quarterback. And we're very fortunate. The purpose of the backup quarterback in the NFL is to be able to step in and have your team function on all the cylinders without having to give up some of your offense that the starter usually takes with him when he leaves. In this particular case, you've got somebody that knows this thing inside and out, and he knows how to execute it, and we're seeing that he'll do that under pressure.
Hickey, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had enough of the Jerry Jones slobber fest over Cooper Rush. Give them credit. They won the last two games. They've kept their playoff hopes alive. But how much he's gushing over Cooper Rush. Yuck.
If I remember correctly, I think they beat the Vikings last year, like 20-16. Pretty ugly. Last week, they beat the Bengals 20-17, and this week, they win 23-16. He's not throwing for like 500 yards or four touchdowns a game. He's playing, he's keeping the ship afloat.
This is not like Matt Flynn or Matt Schaub in some of those spot starts.
He's not exactly lighting up where Dak Prescott shouldn't realistically be sweating.
The only way I'd be sweating if I'm Dak is because my owner is crazy. He's bat bleep crazy. And he took a shot in the offseason saying this team still runs through Zeke. Now he's welcoming a quarterback competition. Yeah, I'm not telling you I think Dak Prescott is in jeopardy of losing his job. That would be the most asinine thing I've ever heard in the history of radio. All right, maybe that's going a little bit too far, but you get the point. But Jerry is just so desperate. This was a guy, remember, 2 years ago in Oxnard? He's practicing holding up a trophy. That was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen since Luis Rojas had the Mets celebrating at a clinch in spring training. As if it was a World Series. I never say never with Jerry Jones. Now I sound like Mike Tomlin. But yeah, Cooper Rush is not going to replace Dak Prescott as the quarterback, but he is hyping him up as if he is this great quarterback and they have this hidden gem, and he's going to be unbelievable. He's ideal look and makeup of a quarterback. Like, oh, stop.
Has Jerry ever said that Dak inspired him? I don't remember that clip.
Fair point. It's a very fair point that you bring up. You earned your paycheck for this week. Good job. All right. Do I want to hear any more from Jerry Jones? I really don't. Do we have to play either of these final two clips here? Do you think that either of them are not the one in the? It has to improve his grip strength before returning.
That's it, right?
Well, actually, I do actually want to hear this one. How is this cut 50 seconds of Jerry Jones explaining how Dak Prescott needs to improve his grip strength before returning? Isn't that a 5-second quote? Hey, what does Dak need to do to get back? He's got to improve his grip strength. What did Jerry talk about? Going into the forest, your bachelor's degree, and then your master's degree, and you cut your hand, and you got to know how to sew it back up. Like, those are things he said in the past. So this one, I don't really want to hear it, but I do want to hear it just because I want to see how he complicates this even more than it needs to be.
I think his progress is nothing short of amazing. now, progress has everything included in the definition for Dak of the ability to be able, with firm strength, grip the football so that you can throw the football. He's not doing that. But as far as his ability to potentially function in a couple of weeks or a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't think you could ask for a better result. The type of injury it is, he'll be able to play within a week or two. He'll be able to. And from the standpoint of risk to the injury, it's a question of whether or not he'll be able to grip and throw the ball. And we don't know that.
I'm sorry. What is this guy saying? Ability. He's got to grip the football. He started defining things in the beginning. I need an aspirin.
If you were confused about the timeline beforehand, Hearing him just say
1 day, could, 4 days, 2 weeks, 9 months,
4 weeks, 10 days, 1 day. Oh yeah, but he could actually realistically play next week. Which one is it, Jerry? You gave literally 10 different timelines in a 40-second answer.
He loves to bloviate. Mike McCarthy. I don't know if this makes me feel any better. Jerry Jones are off lesson. Mike McCarthy is too. Mike McCarthy credits Cooper Rush for a good performance on Monday.
Cooper played very well. You know, came out, wanted to get him a rhythm throw there and really on the first play. And, I thought he did a great job exercising the game plan. We were in a bunch of run checks, run pass checks, all the way down to the one third down that, we had a chance for a big play there. So I thought he managed the game very well.
You have Jerry Jones, who doesn't shut up and speaks so slowly and just draws everything out. Then you got Mike McCarthy. Can you come up for some air, coach? And he always sounds like he's out of breath, too, and he speaks so quickly. Anywho, have you ever heard Cooper Rush talk? We were pitched him at the Super Bowl, and we said, thanks, but no thanks. Have you ever heard Cooper Rush talk?
No, I don't think he talked in Hard Knocks, right? I don't think so. I think it was Gucci DiNucci.
What did you call him?
Gucci DiNucci. That's what they called him. Okay. He got more run than Cooper Rush did in Hard Knocks.
Ben DiNucci, remember? Oh, my
goodness
gracious. Let's hear Cooper Rush. He says the offense had a lot of success against the Giants.
We felt good on offense. We were moving it all night. Some penalty issues kind of got us set back a couple times. So we felt good as a group. Like, just let's execute. No more penalties. And we can move the ball on them. We were able to.
Hickey, you know what I took away from that?
What is that?
He sounds like a franchise quarterback.
Good, strong voice.
That's how I usually think of a quarterback. Just right away, you could hear if it sounds like a franchise quarterback. Cooper Rush, Jerry Jones, that's what he's going to say next. He just sounds like a franchise quarterback. He's everything that you want in a quarterback.
That sounds like a little bit like a Western cowboy. Like, he has a stronger voice than Dak. Another reason, another check. Another check in the box.
Stronger voice. What the heck does that even mean?
Strong voice. Commanding voice.
Yeah,
Dak's a little bit like mine. Cooper Rush is a little bit like yours. Deeper, stronger voice.
You think Dak has a high-pitched voice?
It's higher than Cooper Rush's. I'm not saying high-pitched, but it's like we make a comparison for me and you, he's definitely closer to my voice than your voice.
I don't know if he's in the high-pitched Hickey voice category yet. I think he's far away from that.
Not baritone, that's for sure.
I never know you really broke down Dak Prescott's voice before.
Well, now you have to, right? Aren't we evaluating everything between Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott?
Yeah, blame Jerry Jones. Brian Daboll says Daniel Jones is taking steps towards getting better.
He's making progress. It's tough after a loss. Nobody did well enough, and we understand that. But I think he's making progress, and he fought, he battled. He made some really good plays out there under some duress.
Yeah, the line stunk. We all know that, but that's not some ringing endorsement. And also, this regime, deservedly so, didn't pick up his fifth-year option. This is just get through this year, then we'll get rid of him, we'll draft someone, we'll go trade for someone, sign someone in free agency. But everyone knows that he's a lame duck quarterback in Daniel Jones, and the guy hasn't shown me enough. He does have some athleticism. We know he could run. But he hasn't shown me enough to make me think, okay, he's this really good quarterback in this league. Now, what is he, a top 25 quarterback in the NFL? And I can tell you this, it's not in the top 20. That's for sure. Ross Tucker says Mark Davis made a huge mistake in not hiring Rich Bisaccia, this courtesy of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
The Raiders just can't win a close game. I mean, they're 0-3 winning close games. And that those are the games in the margins where coaching has a big impact. I think it's fair to wonder what their record would be if Rich Bisaccia was the coach. They won a lot of close games last year with Bisaccia. Remember down the stretch, they won all those close games and they made the playoffs. Mark Davis, though, thought he was too good for Bisaccia. And this is not really a big Josh McDaniels talking point. I just thought Bisaccia had earned the opportunity to continue coaching that football team. That's what I feel like. And I feel like Mark Davis blew it. in the small sample size, I thought Bisaccia had done very well.
I don't disagree with Ross, but you know what you're getting with the Raiders? That the Raiders are going to go for the big name, and the only way Bisaccia was getting that job, and he deserved to get the job, but the only way that he was going to get the job is if Harbaugh, McDaniels, whoever the other big name was, said no. And if they swung and missed three times, and then they would go back to Bisaccia. Nothing really happened with Harbaugh. We know the Ziegler and McDaniels regime wanted to go there, and they got the job. But you have an adjustment with the new coach. It has not gone well. Those players love Rich Bisaccia. It doesn't mean they hate Josh McDaniels. But I think it's a fair point to bring up, because that team, through a lot of crap last year, found a way to make the playoffs and win games. And you start off the year, first game, Carr threw three picks. Nothing you could do about that. Game number two, you blow a 20-point lead. I don't think they blow a 20-point lead last year under Rich Bisaccia. And I like McDaniels. And then this past Sunday, it was slow start. Tennessee, both those teams, they were desperate for a victory. And you need a two-point conversion to try to go win the game or tie the game. They just have, they've not been a clean product. Now, is there, in my opinion, a chance that McDaniels is one and done? I would say no, because they got to go fix this line. That defense has a lot of work, but you do have some talent on this roster. I'm not a big believer in Carr, but he's good. Not great, but he's good. You got Waller. You just gave a new contract, too. He's got to catch the football. Renfro, we'll see when he comes back because of the injury. And Devontae Adams is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. So I think next year, there's definitely going to be pressure. You're 0-3. It's going to be tough to climb out of that hole. Can you do it? Yeah, I guess, but I'm not expecting it. But you got to, this offseason, invest in that offensive line. And other than having Max Crosby on defense, you got to get some players on that defensive side of the football. Take a break. We'll come on back. Talking about talent on the offensive side of the ball, the Minnesota Vikings have it. KJ Osborne was the hero on Sunday. He'll join us next.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
KJ, first off, congratulations on the win and the game-winning TD. Thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great, man. Thanks for having me, man. It's been a busy couple of days since then, but it's been really fun.
Take me through that game-winning score.
Right, man. So I just came off a previous catch. You know, we were in field goal range. The clock was kind of coming down, and we got the play call, and I was able to stem my defender and get open for a touchdown. Kurt threw a great ball. Offensive line did a great job blocking, and we were able to get it done.
Now, you're standing in the end zone. You look pretty calm. What was going through your mind when you were in the end zone and just looking at the whole scene unfold?
Oh man, it was so much emotions. That was a really emotional game. You know, we had missed some opportunities down the field earlier in the game. You know, it was really physical and blocking for Dalvin and Deuce. And you know, it was just a great moment for me. You know, I love, you know, being able to get the energy in the stadium, you know, rocking, and, you know, my mom is there, family was there. So it was just a kind of a moment to, you know, to let the whole stadium kind of celebrate, you know, this hard work.
It looked like you were just taking it in, because if I was just looking at it from afar, I know you were excited, but you looked just pretty normal in that end zone. Like, this is a regular business for you.
Of course. That's exactly what it is. It's just like, you know, I'm here to make plays. You know, this is something I want to get used to. And, you know, that's what it was. It was a lot of emotions.
They went to you on every throw on that drive, every play on that drive. What kind of confidence does that really just give you, that in a clutch moment like that, with all the weapons that you guys have, that Kirk kept on going back to you?
Oh, man, a bunch of confidence. And, you know, we had a bunch of games like that last year. The way they were playing JJ, you know, obviously, you know, we have a bunch of other pass catchers, you know, in our offense. But, you know, for them to go to me and my number was called, you know, I just try to answer the bell every time my number is called and every opportunity. So, you know, that was huge for my confidence, you know, and you know, gaining my teammates and my quarterback's trust in me. And, again, we were able to get it done. So, you know, we'll move on to the next week.
KJ Osborne here with us. You've caught a game-winning touchdown pass before. I saw you said it was the same play, just the other side, up against the Panthers last year. Your story, we've talked about it before, at Buffalo, Miami. Then you get drafted in the fifth round, really started to come onto the scene last year in the NFL, and it's supposed to be a big year for you. Just how do you kind of put that moment on Sunday into perspective, knowing the journey, knowing the grind that you've been through?
Right, man, it was huge. I mean, like I said, that's kind of what that kind of end zone, just kind of standing there celebration was. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot that, you know, that goes into that moment. You know, there's a lot of, you know, talk, you know, about the three receiver sets and, you know, just a lot of hard work. And I'm playing my hometown team. My mom is there. You know, everybody's back at home watching. You know, it was a bunch. Like I said, that's why, you know, the moment, it was a bunch to kind of take in, you know, when you put it into perspective. But, you know, I just try to, you know, be where my feet are and, you know, focus on, you know, one day at a time, you know, because it can be a lot, you know, when you think about, you know, the magnitude of everything. But, again, it's something I was grateful for and, you know, definitely a special moment for me.
What was your conversation like with your mom after the game?
Oh, man, she was obviously super excited. She was there. My mom comes every game, home and away. My sister was there and my aunt was there. That was her first time in U.S. Bank Stadium. So that was a good one for her to come to. So, you know, they're just running on me, you know, jumping up and down, happy. You know, all their phones are going crazy. Again, the game was on back at home. You know, I live a couple miles away from Detroit. So, you know, everybody's seen it. So their phones are going crazy and things like that. So, you know, I was really happy to see them.
That's unbelievable. KJ Osborne here with us. Where do you think you are at right now in the development in your career? Is this supposed to be a nice step for you this season?
Oh yeah, it's definitely supposed to be a nice step. I mean, I feel like, you know, I have a long way to go. I mean, there's if you ask me that, you know, I don't care if I'm, you know, a 10-time Pro Bowler, you know, I'm gonna give you the same answer. There's always room to improve. I feel like there's a lot in my game that, you know, I can get better at, you know, to be the player that I want to be, you know, to reach the goals that I have. So that's what I try to do, man. Every week, you know, during the season, you know, I tell people my whole life and time and schedule of anything I do is surrounded by, you know, what I do on Sundays. So, you know, there's a lot that I want to improve at, you know, and I'm excited for it.
You guys dug yourself into a hole up against Detroit. What really clicked for you guys as a team in that fourth quarter when you knew you needed to find a way to go make some plays and go win that game so you didn't suffer back-to-back losses?
Oh, man, we just never gave up our hope, man, in our fight. You know, this team has a tremendous amount of fight and, you know, we learned that and, you know, and that we can persevere through adversity. You know, we always believed that, you know, we could win that game. You know, there was never a doubt, you know, on our bench or on our sideline, you know, no matter how things were going, that, you know, we couldn't, you know, pull it together and get it done. So I think, you know, that fight, you know, throughout our whole team, everybody on that sideline in that stadium, there was no doubt. And, again, it was great that we were able to pull it off and do it.
Was it at all a little bit tough to move on from that Eagles game? Did that carry over maybe into the first three quarters at all?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, like, win or lose, you know, even the Eagles week, you know, we knew that wasn't our best performance. You know, we go out there, we practice, and You know, we move on from it, and you know, each game is his own, each play is his own. So you know, that was far removed. And again, so like win or lose, you know, when we go on here against the Saints, you know, the Lions, that'll be out of our head, and you know, it's on to the next one.
KJ Osborne here with us from the Minnesota Vikings. Had the game-winning touchdown, was the team's leading receiver on Sunday. Vikings this weekend going to London to square off against the Saints. A few more on last week's game. Adam Thielen caught his 50th career touchdown pass. Catch. Just your relationship, him being a veteran on the team. How do you kind of put into perspective and describe your guys' relationship and what he's meant? You being a young guy on the team and he being one of the vets.
Right, man. It's that relationship is everything, man. Ever since I got drafted to Minnesota, being able to speak to Adam, you know, he's you know, taking me, you know, in with open arms, you know, teaching me and helping me with anything I can ask for on and off the field. Obviously, a great guy to have in the locker room. You know, a great dad, and you know, he's a great guy, man. That's somebody that you know I'll speak to forever. You know, so that 50th touchdown. I mean, I walked up and told him, you know, coming from where you come from and, you know, undrafted to have 50 touchdowns in the NFL, man, that's special. You know, I just congratulated him. You know, I was, you know, so happy for him. And, you know, I can't wait to see, you know, how his career continues.
You talked about the man that he is in terms of on the football field. What has he really taught you?
Oh, man. I mean, there's countless things. I mean, we could be on the phone all day long. And it's not even things that, you know, he's told me, you know, just being himself, though, you know, that I'm always watching. You know, I'm always stealing moves from out of anybody's book. If I like them, you know, I'm gonna try to use them. You know, Adam has his own game, so you know, I try to, you know, take some things from his game, take things from other receivers. You know, but to be able to see him, you know, work and be a pro, you know, out there every day on the field, you know, and how he carries himself, how he prepares, how he practices, ultimately how he plays. You know, he's big time.
It's not often that Justin Jefferson gets bottled up. It hasn't been his best games the last 2 weeks. We know how great of a receiver he is. What type of performance do you expect on Sunday up against the Saints for Justin Jefferson?
I mean, a big one, man. I mean, he's Justin Jefferson. You know, he's getting that coverage, you know, for a reason. So, you know, I'm sure we'll have a plan. You know, KO, you know, he's and his smarts will come up with ways, you know, get that double team off him. You know, the Lions had a really good plan against him. You know, and the game, it'll come to him. You know, Justin's a very, you know, unselfish player. You know, he knows, you know, if he's taking, you know, 2-3 guys, it's leaving other guys open. So, you know, me doing my thing, Adam doing his thing, Irv, you know, it's going to be tough for teams to, you know, just try to double him, you know, for the whole season. So eventually it'll come off of him, you know, he'll do his thing.
Where do you think your offense is at through the first 3 games of the season?
Oh man, I think, you know, we're still a new group, you know, going through this thing with, you know, with a new head coach and everything like that. You know, obviously we got off to a really explosive start, you know, and again, during the second week, you know, we didn't really do what we wanted to do. You know, last week, you know, we were able to pull it out and win. Like I said, but like the question you asked me earlier, you know, there's always a lot for improvement. You know, even in the Green Bay game, you know, we thought, you know, we left things out there and opportunities out there. So, you know, it's always room to grow and improve, but I think the best is yet to come.
KJ Osborne here with us. I got a chance to talk to Alexander Mattison after the game, and he said you just have that clutch gene. Give me a little thought or two on Alexander Mattison, next man up mentality. Dalvin Cook, unfortunately, out of the game, and he stepped up big, man, with that touchdown right before yours.
Oh, man, so big. You know, he always does. You know, every time, you know, Matty gets his opportunity, man, he always, you know, takes advantage of it and does great things. And I asked him today, I mean, like, man, how do you break so many tackles like that? How do you just bounce off guys? And, you know, they're not able to bring you down. It's amazing to see. You know, like I said, every time Matty is in there, you know, he does an excellent job. You know, I can't wait to see how he continues to go.
Are you guys expecting Dalvin Cook to be on the field this weekend, or you just don't know yet?
Oh, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Well, give me a thought.
That's
or two.
You have to ask Coach.
You got it. Well, hey. About Coach Kevin O'Connell, we've seen him now for 3 games. You've had the whole offseason with him. What has he really brought to this team from that maybe they were missing last year when you look at Kevin O'Connell?
I think he's brought a lot of unity, you know, just in the building, in the locker room. You know, it feels more like family. It feels more, you know, open, and, you know, we're able to talk to him, and, you know, he's laughing with us and talking to us, you know, just being human. You know, a lot of times, you know, in this league, in this profession, you know, it's so much business, And, you know, we understand that, but, you know, he also allows us to, you know, have a relationship with him, be able to talk to him and be open with him. And I think that has brought us closer as a team, you know, to be able to fight in games like this, you know, knowing that our offense, we got you know, a little slow start, but, you know, we know we can rely on our defense. You know, our defense came up with a couple big stops, okay, and then I score, and then defense goes out there, and Josh gets that game-winning interception. You know, that's stuff on the field, but that stuff, you know, has you know, been in translation since March. You know, just us being close, you know, us believing in each other, us, that's where that no doubt, you know, and that fight comes from.
When you look at the Saints, you play them Sunday in London. What's the first thing or two that stands out about that Saints defense?
Oh, man, of course. I mean, they play fast. They play hard. You know, they have a great leader there in the middle that they're led by. They got a couple good guys on that side of the ball. So, of course, you know, just like any other NFL game, you know, we have to come ready, come prepared, and, you know, be ready to put on a good show.
Do you like that you guys are going to London? I know it's a long trip for a football game. Do you like it, or is it just is what it is?
Oh, no, I like it. I like it. You know, I was able to be over there. You know, I had the opportunity to go over there this summer and, you know, be able to see Tottenham Stadium and go to Wimbledon and, you know, the flag football 707 championships there. So I got a chance to experience it for about a week, and it was awesome, man. Seeing the fans there, seeing the stadium. So I'm really excited for it, and, you know, I love to see our game growing.
Well, heck of a game on Sunday. Good luck. Safe travels this upcoming week. Well, when do you guys, by the way, go out to London?
I think we leave on Thursday.
Thursday. All right. Well, safe travel. Have a good flight, and we'll see what happens on Sunday. Thanks. Appreciate the time, as always.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
That's right. It's Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, I identified 8 games that will be happening this week in the NFL for week 4 of the 2022 NFL season. I just want to get our early thoughts, quick thoughts, on who we like to win these games this week. And you don't. I'm not going to hold you to it if you want to change it throughout the week, because that happens with injury reports and stuff like that. But early thoughts, since we now turn the page from week 3 and go to week 4. Jaguars and Eagles. The return of Doug Peterson to Philadelphia. I think the Jags are going to give at least a half of football where they give a good effort, they give a good fight. That team's going to fight. They're going to compete. I don't know how many wins they'll get this year. They have a chance to win the AFC South, sure, because that division stinks, even though they had a good week last week, the entire AFC South. But I can't pick against the Eagles right now. But with the way that offense is playing, when that defense gets after the quarterback, I like the Eagles this week, but it may not be the easiest victory in the world.
I actually agree on every front. I think it'll be a tight game throughout the entirety of the game. Doug Peterson having well coached. But
I don't
like
know if it'll be a tight game the entirety of the way. Like, I could see it maybe in the fourth quarter, the Eagles start to pull away and they go take a 2-touchdown lead at one point. But I think it's like the entire game hovering around that touchdown kind of lead. And then eventually the Eagles in the fourth distance themselves.
I'll go 27-24, tight.
I'm already giving me a score.
Score, that's right. We're going all in.
You're plusing the points this early on in the week. Okay.
Yes.
Jets and the Steelers. Here's my thought on this game. I do think the Steelers are winning. We don't know if Zach Wilson's going to play this week. But that's not even my big thought. My big thought in this game is, when will we see Kenny Pickett in this game? I believe Tomlin's going to roll with Trubisky, but I do think there's going to be a moment in this game where the home fans already booed Trubisky and already wanted Kenny Pickett on the field and were chanting for Kenny Pickett are going to see ugly play from the quarterback, and then you'll see Kenny Pickett on the field this week. Even if he does not start, I still think there will be a way where Kenny Pickett gets on the field this week. That's just the way that I feel about it on Tuesday.
I would be surprised. This Jets defense is bad. It's not very good.
It's bad, no doubt about it.
Mitch should.
But
now,
Mitch is
if
bad.
He can't, I mean, a different discussion.
Can't you see it? End of the first quarter, 0-0. Boo birds.
Boo.
Putting Kenny. Putting Kenny. I'm kind of hoping for a 0-0 game or a Jets 7-0 lead at halftime. That's what I'm hoping for. Because I've had enough of Mitch Trubisky. He hasn't been awful, but he is clearly not a good quarterback in the NFL. All righty. Here's a good little pulse check for you early on in the week. The Titans and the Colts.
Well, big one. This is going to shape the Colts season.
Well, hold on. A big one.
This is a big game.
Nothing's big for any of these teams in the AFC South this year. Give me a break, a big one.
Well, relatively speaking, for the teams in the AFC South that are fighting for a playoff spot, we're not talking about Super Bowl contention here.
Thank you.
This is a big game that I think will truly... This game will show you where the Colts are going to go. If they lose and play poorly, that's who the Colts are.
Put a fork in them.
If they are able to win this game and build momentum off of the Week 3 win over the Chiefs, look out the rest of the AFC South.
Look out the rest of the AFC South. Big bad threat.
Well, the Jaguars, they're 2-1. They're in first place.
And at least you don't have to go back to Jacksonville.
That is very true. Thank God.
All right, so who wins the game right now?
Colts.
I think Tennessee wins the game.
Really?
Yeah. Early on, I hear everything you're saying. The Colts probably have a better roster than Tennessee, but I do not like anything I've seen from that Colts offense so far.
Agreed. I don't like anything I've seen from Derrick Henry so far.
Fair. Henry has not been great this year. And Ryan Tannehill, I do not trust. I just have this is a Mike Vrabel kind of week where the coaching advantage is in the heavy favor of a guy that said he would cut off his Johnson to win a Super Bowl compared to fire Frank Reich, who's going to be canned at the end of the year. 3 points. Now, the home team usually gets 3 points. That shows you Vegas has no feel on which way this game's going to go.
Frank Reich is usually at his best when the chips are down. Come back, kid.
I'll give you a break. Bills, Ravens. Now, this game's a 1 o'clock game.
Great call.
This should be 4:25. Oh, you're saying good call on my take?
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you 100%.
I thought you meant great call for the NFL burying this game at 1 o'clock. This game needs to be bare minimum 4:25. My preference would be isolated window. You have a good Sunday night game this week, Chiefs and Bucks. Monday night's not bad. You have Rams and 49ers. But this needs to be either a 4:25 game or a Sunday or Monday night game. Even if they would have given me this game on Thursday. Now, Dolphins-Bills on a bad Thursday night. Dolphins and Bengals on a bad Thursday night game. But have they dropped the ball scheduling-wise? Bills and Ravens? Like, we all knew the Bills were going to be a monster team heading into the year. And you all knew that the Ravens are going to be healthier and they're going to be a damn good team. See, are the Bills really going to be 2-2? That's why I lean Buffalo. I can't, especially with how much better they were stats-wise than the Dolphins. That was just like a funky game. Ravens are a heck of a team. They're my pick to go to the Super Bowl this year. I'll take Josh Allen bouncing back and beating the Ravens. Early pick.
I'm with you because I don't really trust this Baltimore defense. It's been pretty leaky. You know, gave up a huge lead to the Dolphins. Weren't exactly airtight against the Patriots.
Yeah, Pats were in the game.
Yeah.
Now they got turnovers.
They did. But
that's also not this great offense of the Patriots.
Though. Right. And it's not going to be in 95-degree heat with everyone cramping up.
Cards, Panthers? I think, I don't know the history before Matt Rhule got there, but the Panthers have won the last two. against the Cards. 2020 rule got a victory, and then last year that was the Cam, I'm back. Where are you going early on?
I'm supporting the former Oklahoma quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
You son of a bitch. I kind of feel like the Panthers
can win
this game too.
Let's go. Keep pounding.
Yeah, I kind of feel that as well. You have more trust in Kyler Murray, clearly. Oh, wait, you said you trust the former Oklahoma quarterback? Which one?
Baker Mayfield. You like that?
Yeah, that was good. Now, did you forget that Kyler Murray went to Oklahoma?
Oh, no, you did on purpose. Oh, okay. It's kind of confusing. You know? I'm supporting. I think an Oklahoma quarterback will win this game.
Oh, that's a bold take.
Hot take.
This Cardinals offense is concerning to me. We knew that was going to be the case without DeAndre Hopkins, but they have not played a clean game yet. Now, the Panthers have not played a clean game offensively as well. This feels like which defense is going to be able to go get the turnover. And I know the first 2 weeks, Panthers defense didn't do that. They were able to do that up against Jameis Winston. I just have a feeling that there's going to be a big defensive play in this game by the Panthers. Chiefs, Bucks, early feel on a Tuesday.
Chiefs bounce back win. I guess both would be a bounce back win, but I'll go Kansas City.
I'm leaning Tampa right now. And that means Kansas City would go to 2-2, and then people are going to start to panic about the Chiefs, which would just be so ridiculous and so overhyped. Brady's offense has not played well the first 3 weeks of the season. Tampa has the best defense in this game. I think Brady finds enough, wins this game like 24-23, something like that. And then Rams 49ers early Tuesday thought, I'm going Rams in this one, but the spread concerns me. This is a game that I'll probably take the Rams plus the 2.5 points. San Francisco is a 2.5 point favorite. That seems fishy. That seems funky. But I can't bring myself to go trust the 49ers right now with Williams out, the way Jimmy G just played. Stafford has not played a good game yet. I'm going to take the more talented team here. That's the Rams plus the points.
Kyle Shanahan has owned Sean McVay. With that said, I'll take the Rams.
Yeah, it's a fishy spread. Really fishy. Let's go to Scott in California next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Scott, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm listening to you for a while now. I really like your content. Really like you. I'm a Vikings fan, and I shall love the conversation with KJ Osborne. I can't believe he was so wide open in the right end of that end zone and that end of that game. But my thoughts were that with Justin Jefferson being keyed on all this year, and he's been pulling two, sometimes three defenders, I thought Adam Thielen was going to be, you know, excelling. But it was really nice to listen to that young man. I wish I knew more about him, but he won the game for us, so I'm excited to be a 2-1, but on another side note, Harrison Smith, which is a guy I really like, my safety, but there was a guy named Metellus played safety, and he had an incredible game. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but anyway, I'm excited about the Vikings being 2-1. When you beat the Packers, my whole thing this year was to, if we get the Packers that first game at home, that sets the tone.
Scott, I got to let you run because we're up against. The bottom line is they have not played great. They're 2-1, but the next few weeks, Saints and Bears, you got to take advantage. They should, and then they put themselves in a good position.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.